Welcome to another episode where I interview Jalen Tyus. In this episode, we recorded it during gym class in fifth period. So if you hear a lot of noise in the background, that's what it is. But anyways, we get into a lot of deep stuff about basketball, especially. We talk a lot about basketball this episode. Some of Jalen Tyus himself, we talk about the district, and we talk about other players around Harding County and the fifth region. But anyways, I hope y'all enjoy this. Lots of good informational stuff. Lots of great content, so I hope y'all enjoy this and share this around with everyone you know. And without further ado, let's get into the episode.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Jalen Tyus. Jalen, how are you today, man?
I'm doing all right.
That's good, bro. All right, just a couple questions before we start off. You know, how you been today? Like, how's life? How's school going?
It's going all right. Just flowing with the process.
All right, all right. And we're here right before game day between you and the Bullet East Chargers. What's your mindset before this game?
They're kind of bigger than us. We kind of have to play small and run up and down the floor like we always do.
All right, all right. Well, let's get that out of the way. Since we're here, you know, let's talk about some basketball first. You know, the biggest thing you do right here. How did basketball start for you?
Kind of started by me playing 2K, honestly. I always liked LeBron, so in third grade, I picked up a basketball and started playing.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
That is?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Damn. All right, and so were you just, like, good from the grip, or were you just, like, ass?
I'm never one of those cocky type persons or people, I should say. But in third grade, I had a lot of people tell me I was great at it. So then I proceeded to keep playing.
So you stuck to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Where'd you go for elementary?
To be honest, I went to about several. I remember I used to live in Breckenridge County. I used to live in, I even went to Meade for a little bit. I went to New Holland a little bit. I went to Woodland, Morningside.
So you've been all over the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So let's talk about the first time I seen you play was in middle school, eighth grade basketball. You were playing for TK Stone. And yeah, when I first saw you, I was like, damn, this guy's good as fuck. I remember, you know, Jeremiah Pitts.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, they got this really good player named Jalen. He's probably going to drop about 30 on us. And ever since then, I could tell you were going to be good, but I didn't expect you to move to John Harding your freshman year. What was that move for?
I had heard that I wouldn't be getting as much minutes at E-Town and that I wasn't liked, and like there was a hell of people in front of me. So I was just like, maybe I should transfer to John. Maybe they'll give me a shot.
All right, I understand that. That being said, like, moving here, let's talk about your first couple years, your freshman and sophomore year. How your freshman year, you know, you were playing JV, you were developing for a future varsity spot, and you were looking good in JV and freshman basketball. But what really took it was your sophomore year when you blew up. Everyone called you a spot up 3-point shooter. Like every game you go to, you could just hear people call you a shooter every time you get the ball. How was that sophomore year like? How did the results of that year, like, get you going in basketball, high school basketball?
To be honest, sophomore year, it kind of gave me a boost whenever I was playing with big guys like Alex and Trey Harris and Preston. It kind of gave me a boost whenever I'd hit some threes and it get all of us in the rhythm for a game. Kind of got all of our heads up. We all got excited at those points. So then I kind of started stepping up and I started hitting them in, like, big situations, and that's how I helped my team that year.
Yeah, I remember that year. Could have gone far, but lost to Bardstown. But anyways, COVID hit, so there was no point. Junior year, y'all go into the season. Y'all play late in January due to COVID. Y'all play a couple games before you get stopped by COVID. After that, did you feel like your momentum was stopped or what during that COVID break in your junior year?
I feel
y'all,
like,
beat E-Town that first game, and it looked like everything was going up for y'all.
Right. I think with the COVID thing, it gave us a couple of months to kind of, like, practice even more than we usually do, since we usually start in, like, October, November. We kind of started in January, so it kind of gave us all hope that we could like kind of practice together and learn each other's roles that year, because we had lost a bunch of seniors that previous year. So based off the dudes that came in my junior year and that were seniors, they helped us a lot and we all contributed, and it kind of like really helped us in the long run.
What do you think, if you could change something about last year's team, what would you change?
It's a tough one. I'd honestly probably change I just think that we all weren't all in. Like, I feel like the team, we all wanted it, but at the same time, at certain points, there was players and, like, us as a team, whenever we just didn't play together and we all wanted our own points.
Yeah, I understand that. Watching those games, you know, I went to almost every home game and away game I could possibly go to, and I would just – there's some selfish acts a lot of times, but when y'all would get it going, it was beautiful. First game against E-Town, remember that game? I was so hyped. I think everyone at John Harden was hyped. But anyways, thinking about that, that season, during summer, you played summer ball, right?
Right.
What was your mindset in that? Like, how was the team looking at in summer?
My junior year?
No, summer ball going into your senior year.
We had a lot of things to work on. We didn't know who was going to start. We didn't know who was going to do what. We didn't know who was going to be a point guard, who's going to be center. We didn't know a lot of things this summer, and it kind of had us all shook because we lost a bunch of games over the summer. And, like, I don't know, we were really trying to rebuild off the seniors we lost previous.
All right, so speaking about that, what are your expectations for this season? What do y'all want to do in this season? Do y'all want to win, get back to rep, of course? But, like, what are y'all's expectations?
We want to win the whole thing. We definitely want to win due to the fact that Carson always wanted us to win. So we just really want to win, trying to get to that point.
Yeah. All right. With that said, any news on the John Harden team, like, going into your first game? It's a big start. You know, a good start is always the best thing for y'all to happen. What do you think is going to be the game plan going into this game?
We definitely got to box out. We definitely can't give them second chance opportunities. We got to be 50-50 on all the balls. We have to get after them, pretty much.
All right. And with that said, this starting lineup, you know, I'm hearing a lot of rumors. It could be someone in, someone out. After these couple of games, who do you think is gonna, what do you think your starting five is gonna be? Or do you think it's gonna be changing every game?
That one's pretty hard. I never really think of that. I like all my teammates. We all cool. I feel like right now we got a good defensive lineup, and we got people off the bench that could start. So, like, with that being said, anyone or anything could start at that point. I'm not really sure on that, but anyone that can come off the bench or that starts now could definitely be in any type of position. It just goes by, like, the year.
Yeah. All right. And what y'all basically got a brand new team, new coach, new players. Speaking of new coach, how do you feel, how big of a loss was losing Jared McCurry as your coach?
Definitely hurt a lot of us. We knew why, and we understood why. We still love Coach McCurry, still one of my favorite coaches. Coach Jones stepping in kind of showed responsibility and showed that all three of those coaches that stayed, that they didn't want to leave and that they wanted to keep helping us through this journey. And they wanted us to keep pushing, and they want us to win at the next level. And they want the best for all of us. A lot of people say that Coach Jones isn't a good coach, but when I get out here, he shows me everything I need to do. He's teaching me more things I didn't know. He's an outstanding coach.
All right, I hear that. And speaking about your assistant coaches, you got Coach Heish. Who else? Coach P.
Coach Peterson.
And who's, you got a new coach in this
coach
year,
Miller.
Right? Coach Miller. What do you think about Coach Miller?
Coach Miller, he's a good coach. I actually like Coach Miller. He got a little accent on him, and it's pretty funny. But when he gets when them JV guys mess up, he gets on them, and they're getting better every day.
All right, all right. And you know, something going big going on around here is a lot of player transfers and a lot of reclassifies. What do you think about people reclassifying?
I say people should do what they want. I'm not gonna hate on it, but like at the same time, if people didn't get the looks that they got or that they had or didn't have, then I feel like, yeah, that 1 year, I feel like they should be capable of that 1 year, because if it were passed through Hardin County, I feel like I'd reclass myself. So I can't really hate on that or anything.
Yeah, that is kind of ass that Hardin County does not allow reclassifies. Anyways, fuck. Speaking about that, you saw a big player from North Hardin, supposedly, according to rankings. Aiden Evans transferred to E-Town this summer. What do you think about that? And do you think that benefits E-Town? And what damage do you think it does to North?
I'd say I feel like me and Aiden are cool. We're cool. We talk not a lot, but we talk sometimes. He is pretty decent, I ain't gonna lie. He's all right. But I don't think it affects North as much as people think, because North is always gonna have that confidence, and they're always like, they're just like us. We're gonna have that confidence. We're always ready to eat. We don't have time for any of that. If people want to transfer, they can always transfer. Like, if you're not the best fit for the school, then always, you can always leave. And then with E-Town, that being said, E-Town, like, I feel like they love that move, and I feel like they all like that. They all love him already from what we've seen at the scrimmage we went to. And, like, with that being said, also, I think it's a win and a lose at the same time.
All right. I want to touch back on this season. Speaking about new players and everything, big new player for y'all, big man, Jamal Smith. What do you expect out of him this season? You know, coming back, hasn't played since middle school, high school basketball. I mean, hasn't played basketball since middle school. Is there raw talent there for Jamal Smith as a senior?
As a senior, we still got a lot to work with him. We still got a lot to work on. But other than that, he's really improved a lot from what I've seen whenever we used to play open run. He's starting to learn his role, rebounding, getting to the glass, helping us. He kind of lifts the team up. He's a leader. And we love that we got him this year, because AJ is kind of getting tired of getting hounded. So having Jamal 6'5 under there kind of helps the team a lot now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a big discussion point with John Hardin is how many guards y'all have. So, of course, every basketball team has, you can only play two guards, the one and two guard. For that, who do you think, you got, like, in my mind, you got four main guards on your team. You got Corey Brown, Devin Rogers, Jake Owens, and Andre Smith as a freshman. When you hear those guards, do you think there's a lot of talent there, but who do you think will start as the main two men for John Hardin?
Oh, that's hard. I want to say all of them, but Andre, with Andre's experience, I don't think he's capable of it right now, but he definitely will be here in the middle of the season or here soon, honestly, or even at the end of the season, because he stepped up and he's a big role. Like, he's going to be a big role in this team if he learns the plays and gets the process down.
Can you see him turn into – you remember Devin Rogers his freshman year playing for varsity, getting – he started with barely any minutes, and now he became basically that sixth man behind Darion Davis. Do you think that's going to repeat itself with Andre Smith this year?
I feel like Andre is capable of it, but I can never just for surely say that that's going to happen. But I know for sure that he can be capable of it.
All right, all right. And you got a North transfer and Lorenz Hollenquist. You know, I've seen him shoot the ball. He can shoot it, but you think it's taking him a little bit of time to get adjusted to you, John Hardin basketball, and getting back into the groove of things?
Lorenz is my guy, so
yeah, he's my guy.
I'm
too.
Always gonna say that, but I don't think he's slow into the process, but I feel like he's not used to certain positions, which, like, that was like a big factor with me, because in eighth grade I did run a lot of point guard, but then when I moved here I played a lot of shooting guard and a lot of forward. I played three, I played the two. So like with that being said, like we have to just learn how to play certain positions in high school so that if we want to move to the next level, we can always be a two or a three, which I've seen in the past. My previous teammates like Alex will be a forward on our center on John, and then in college he'll be a two. So like that's just kind of how it is. We just gotta keep processing. We gotta keep playing. We gotta keep flowing. We can't worry about that. We're just worried about winning.
Yeah, and for John Harden this year, you know, every year it feels like John Harden has that main man or two men that just carry the team. My eighth grade year was Mickey Pearson and Malik Wright. Freshman year to our junior year, it was basically Trayvon Harris and Alex Matthews with Preston Morrell. This year and last year, it seemed like Anthony Bowen and you last year to take care of the team with AJ Doctor's support. This year, I feel like you and AJ are going to have to carry that role of being the step up your game and make sure like everyone's in line. You know, you're the leaders now. How do you feel taking up that leadership role how do you feel leading this team knowing that you're the best in the team and if people look up to you?
First, I want to start off by adding in that me and AJ have always had a history. Me and AJ, whenever I was in third grade, that's when I started playing basketball for Upward. And then when fourth grade hit, I didn't know what team to play for. And AJ and Trey Brown, all my friends that I played with at TK, they all were on this little E-Town Gold team. Trey's mom told me about it, and I got put on with their team. And ever since then, me and AJ have been teammates. So since fourth grade all the way up until now, me and him has either been a teammate or we've been rivals. So, like, we kind of know how each other play. We've always had love for each other. That's my bro. And we just going to get after everybody this year. We're going to show everybody how we coming. We're underdogs already. We don't get no love. We don't get no recognition already. And we're just going to show everybody what everybody kept doubting.
For sure. One thing with your game, I hope to see you drive more to the basket. You know, I feel like you can be that prolific scorer that everyone talks about. You can basically do everything. You've shown the past 3 years you can shoot the three, you can shoot the mid-range, you can shoot floaters, you can take it to the rim when it counts. Especially, for some reason, you can just make every and one most of the time. This year, what's your main focus is? Is your main focus going to be on defense, offense, or just about around everything? What's your main focus this year?
My main focus is always going to be, for this year, I definitely want my main focus to be driving. I'm going to let people know that's not my, shooting is not my only game. I'm probably going to limit that down for whenever, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I know I'm going to use my pump fakes a lot, and I know I'm going to drive this year. That's for sure.
Yes, sir. So we're going to take a break for a sponsorship. You know, when we come back, there will be a lot more conversation with Mr. Jalen Tyus. Make sure to come back and listen to the rest of the podcast.
For this episode, we have a new sponsor just for this exclusive episode. Los Nopales Restaurant. I don't know if any of y'all know, but Manolo Roman actually owns that restaurant. Great Mexican restaurant that y'all can go and enjoy food at. Edward Palmer quoted saying the best Mexican food he has ever tasted. Great service, great waiters. It's clean. It's a great atmosphere there. So yeah, make sure to go hit up Los Nopales Restaurant.
All right, guys, we are back. Jalen Tyus had to take a piss break. getting back into things, Jalen, I got a big question for you. You know, you have a lot of friends in this life, but who's your best friend, Edward Palmer or Dakota Wilson?
I plead the fifth.
All right, that's just play. But I got Edward and Juan Aguero with me. They want to say what's up.
What's up?
What's up?
All right. Anyways, Jalen, getting back into basketball, we're going to talk about some ranking. I want you to rank some of these teams for me. In the district, give me your top your rankings 1 through 5 out of all the schools?
Definitely.
Going with the bottom, starting from bottom to top.
I'd have Fort Knox last. No disrespect. I'd probably put E-Town at 4th. Central at 3rd. I'll switch that. Actually, I don't know, because I don't know who's healthy from Central yet. And I really don't know who E-Town's starting, like starting lineup-wise. Because one player can't do it all, or two, whatever y'all want to say. But I'd probably have it at Fort Knox 5th, Central 4th, E-Town 3rd, North 2nd, and us at 1st. John.
All right. After that, I got a lot of talented players in the Hardin County area. But I want you to take your top 5, but none can be from John Hardin. So these top 5 players must be from other schools. All right? All right, go ahead. Starting from bottom to the top. Well, unless you have no order.
I don't have an order.
No specific order. All right. Go with your 5 in the district.
Definitely my guy, Alondre Murphy. Definitely Quayshawn Davis. That's 2. My guy, Hayden Nash.
All right. 1 from each school. I like it.
4. Let me think. I'd say Karan Blizzard's in there. Got a clip.
All right. And last one.
I'm going to go with... Oh, this is hard. I'll go with Aiden Evans.
Aiden Evans?
Yeah, I'll go with him.
All right.
At the 5th spot, yep.
All right. With that said, who out of those players do you think... out of those 5 players, who would you like to bring to John Hardin? If you could.
If I could bring someone to John Hardin from those 5...
In my opinion, I would take probably Quayshawn Davis because of his tenacity on the floor. You know, he puts a lot of effort into it. You can see every time I see John versus North, he's always putting 100% effort. You can see he's intense about it. He puts passion to the game. For me, that's my opinion. But I can see you picking any of the other 4 players you listed.
I'd probably go with my guy, Hayden Nash.
Hayden Nash?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
That dude, bro, he got an unlimited clip. Like, I just don't understand. He has a clip.
All right.
Full round clip.
All right. And now moving on to the region. Yeah, this region, a lot of people say is talented. It feels like there's no middle ground. There's either really good teams or really bad teams. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. With that said, I want you to give me your top 5 region teams, but no John Hardin, though. All right?
Ooh, okay. The region's it's pretty hard because I haven't really scouted the region ever since a lot of people's left. I know Barstown got a reclass in. Andrew Mason, he's pretty good. You said not including John?
Yeah, not including John. So you'll probably put Central. North in there.
Yeah. All right, I'll start with at 1. I'll put Barstown up there. At 2, I'll probably put – yeah, it's the same as
with
district.
All the 17th district?
Yeah.
But what would you put at that last spot? Marion County's got a good team this year. Pretty decent.
Yeah, I'd put Marion right there. Yeah.
Marion?
That's reasonable.
All right. And, you know, I'm guessing your top 5 players in the region would probably be the same players besides – would you add Andrew Mason into that or not?
I'd probably have pretty much different list, honestly.
You a different list for a region?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Top 5, no specific order.
At number 1, I got to have Andrew Mason, definitely. Definitely got to have him in there. 2nd, I'll probably get James Jewell. 3rd, I'll have Alondre Murphy in there. Who else? 4th, I'll have Quay. And then 5th, I'll have Hayden Nash.
All right. I like that list. But, you know, enough of the basketball. You know, let's talk more about you. So, knowing you for the past years, you know, we've seen each other grow up basically during these high school years. To be honest, I've never asked you this question. I don't know how many people have asked you, but for life and basketball, you know, who's your number one inspiration?
I want to say my number one inspiration. I don't really have a number one. I probably have two, which is my parents, after seeing like what I've been through and like what I got to go get and what I'm trying to chase from my family.
I respect that. Speaking about your family, you know, I never really knew how many family members you have. You know, how many do you have?
Like family members?
Like sisters, brothers.
Oh, siblings wise. I have two sisters, and yeah, I have two full sisters, and that's it.
That's it? All right. After that, you know, around Hardin, you know a lot of people around Hardin County, right? You know, every time you go out, there's always someone that knows you.
Right.
How do you think that came about? Being well known around Hardin County, even around other Kentucky areas.
I guess it goes with like the amount of respect I have for people. I don't never really go out and hate on no one. Basketball has gotten my name out there a lot. And just me being real, I keep it real with everyone. So I'm really cool with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. All right. With that being said, you know, one thing that I really want to know is if UK and U of L offered you today, who would you choose? You go BBN or L's up?
I know which school I would play. I would probably play for, but just being at the other school would probably make me feel way better. So with going by a school that I would play for, like out of those two that I would actually probably get minutes for, would definitely be U of L. If I wanted to get way more minutes, I'm going to go to U of L. But if I want to just go for the experience and just the hype, it's Go Cats.
Go Cats.
So it's 50-50.
All right. You know, here recently, I don't know if you know about people like, what's his name? Out of, you know who I'm talking about? You got players like George Washington, that player from North Laurel, what's his name?
Pete Shepherd.
Yeah, the Shepherd kid. You know, you see that, and do you feel like you're a little underrated in the state for basketball? You feel like you're not getting noticed as much?
I definitely feel like I could give more effort to be in the category as those, because those are really good players, and they've showed why they're really good. So, no, I don't feel underrated or overrated at any point. I'm just out there to win. I'm trying to get my teammates a W. I'm supportive of everyone. And I wish the best for Reed Shepherd and George Washington this year.
All right. And, you know, you're in all your senior year of high school. You've got a future year. If you could pick any school to go to anywhere, who would you pick for basketball?
And for basketball,
yeah,
school.
For college.
For college basketball, I've always wanted to be a Wildcat, so UK.
A Wildcat? Wow. All right.
But I do see myself, like I've always seen myself at, I like Kansas. I like, I don't know why, but I like KSU. I like Kent State for some reason. I've always liked University of Florida. I like MSU. I like there's a few, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly.
All right. And with that, you know, you say your parents are your greatest inspiration. How big of an impact would you have if you make it to the league on them?
They got it all. They're gonna have everything that they wish for, everything I've wished for growing up.
Yeah. You know, typical for anyone's dad and any kid that plays sports, the dad's always gonna be hard on them when they play sports. After that E-Town region loss, what was your dad and what was your mom or dad saying after that to you after region final loss last year?
Honestly, my dad's always gonna keep it real. He kind of kept it real whenever we lost on, like, we don't play as a team, we are selfish, I need to make free throws, I need to hit my shots, I need to step up in big clutch moments. He kind of kept it real with me. So other than that, and like my mom, she always gets on to me about that stuff too, saying I need to hustle more, I need to play better defense. They just keep it real with me. They're not gonna sit here and lie to me and say I'm a superstar when I got multiple things to work on.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one thing, you know, people don't really know about you is outside of school. You know, what's your favorite things to do outside of school? Like, do you like hanging out with people, you know, or do you like just staying to yourself or hanging out with
it's 50-50.
Females, you know what I'm saying? You like to have fun?
It's 50-50, it's up to definitely. You.
Like, what do you like?
I like, honestly, I hang out with friends some days, and then some days I'll go hoop, and then some days I'll stay at home and lay down.
Yeah.
I really don't have much time for anything with basketball going on right now, especially.
Yeah, true that. So, you know, with all this, bro, do you have any, like, closing statements? You know, we're definitely going to make a part two. We're all going to make it through probably right before this playoff start for basketball.
Right.
So, for this, any closing statements you want to say to people listening?
I just want to say, look out. Dogs are fucking coming.
Yes, sir. I love that, bro. All right, man. I hope y'all have enjoyed this episode with me and Jalen Tyus, you know. Good luck this season, brother. You know, good luck tonight. I'll be there supporting y'all. And make sure everyone pop out to John Harden Bulldog games. You can find their schedules on Scoreboard. And when Jalen Tyus, AJ Doctor, Devin Rogers post on social media about their game days. And, yeah, if you want to look into sponsorship ideas, please contact me on my Snapchat, Instagram. Man.